and trucks to RVs and boats. For more information, call us at 855-277-2346 or visit us online at kfai.careasy.org.
You're listening to 90.3 KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org.
She's just an artist, and I don't think that there is a correct categorization for her music because she's so individual, and there's no musical form that I can think of that she didn't at some point delve into.
Dr. Nina Simone, as she preferred to be called, was as powerful and complex a person as the music she played. She called it black classical music, which resists all definitions. It's jazz, rhythm and blues, folk, gospel. It's a combination as rich as the culture. This hour, we'll hear about the music and life of my mother, Nina Simone, from colleagues and friends. I'm Simone, her daughter, and this is To Be Free, the Nina Simone story. Why am I alive anyway?
And that is the subject we have on tap for you here today on Mini Culture Presents. In honor of Women's History Month, we are going to be airing To Be Free, the Nina Simone story from Joyride Media. Good afternoon. Welcome to Mini Culture Presents. I'm your curator, Michael Whetstone. Nina Simone was born on February 21st, 1933 in North Carolina and died on April 21st, 2003 in France at the age of 70. She released her first album, Little Girl Blue, in 1959 and her last, A Single Woman, in 1993. In today's one-hour radio special, we'll hear stories of her activism, the challenges she faced as a gifted black woman, and the complexities of her personality through stories, music, and insightful interviews from those who knew her best, as well as her admirers and some music critics. We're going to hear a lot of great music, too, both live and studio recordings, some of which you've likely not heard before, even if you are a pretty big fan. I hadn't listened to many of her live recordings, and I thoroughly enjoyed those. This documentary was produced by the team of Paul Chaffaut and Joshua Jackson at Joyride Media. The special is hosted by her daughter, who goes by the name Simone. She was born Lisa Celeste Stroud, in case you are wondering, like I did for a couple minutes, if her name was Simone Simone. Her mother, however, was born Eunice Kathleen Wayman. Lisa, like her mother, is a singer, songwriter, and also an accomplished stage actress. So now, Mini Culture Presents celebrates Nina Simone with To Be Free, the Nina Simone story from Joyride Media. Here is Simone.
Welcome back. This is To Be Free, the Nina Simone story, and I'm her daughter, Simone. Like any legend, Nina Simone became a symbol for people and movements through the years. But however, she was first and foremost a performer. She was a griot, as she liked to say, for she was connected to each song as if it happened to her just yesterday. Underneath that was her genius as a pianist. Music journalist, David Nathan.
It's interesting because people always refer to her as a singer. She's really not a singer. I mean, she sings, but she's really a musician. I mean, the first thing she is an artist who is a musician and a singer. And it's really easy to overlook that she was an incredibly talented keyboard player. I mean, those arrangements and those, the way she constructed songs on the piano and what she did in live performance at the piano was absolutely amazing. And really, there's almost no one that I can think of that's comparable.
Mommy adds a little Johann Sebastian Bach to her solo on this one.
Thank you.
Love Me or Leave Me, performed by Nina Simone on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1960. Folk singer Odetta.
The strength of her I fell in love with, and her focus, and her being political also I admired of Nina. I just feel as if all of us need to turn and be helpful to each other, you know, through the tribulations we have to go through. And I do know that Nina fairly trained us as her audience. If it was good night, there was nothing in the world like Nina Simone. If it was a bad night and it was a short show, we sort of adjusted to that. And I think she's the only performer I know of who had that kind of sway over us. We understood that that was Nina.
Writer and artist, my auntie, Camille Yarborough.
You know how Nina spoke to her audience, you know? It was as if you were in her home. She was in your home. She told you what to do from the stage, what you shouldn't be doing from the stage. That was her function. She functioned in the ancient tradition of the African Jali, the griot.
I got something to tell you. I got something to tell you, baby. But you ain't hip to, baby.
Mommy was definitely a griot, a storyteller to her audience, but she also demanded the attention of her band and reminded them often to keep their eyes on her at all times.
She had a thing when you're talking about, you know, looking at you if something went wrong.
Al Shackman played guitar and was Mommy's oldest friend and musical director.
There were times, especially back a ways, when she would suddenly look up, and I won't mention names, a very, very astute, wonderful bass player with some attitude, and he didn't think that he needed to be at the rehearsal. And he, you know, where she went where, you know, we just said she goes. And she looked up and said, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Do you know my music?" This was at Lincoln Center.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
On the stage.
I know you know that. On the stage, on the microphone. Oh, yeah.
Now that's called fearless. Nina laid it on the line no matter what the situation. She once refused to play the Hollywood Bowl because the audience wouldn't quiet down. It wasn't always chiding, though. There were a lot of sides to my mother, Nina Simone.
She was certainly very intense. There's no question about that. She could be very demanding.
Music journalist David Nathan.
But she also had this great sense of humor. And if you got to know her, she was wickedly funny. And I mean, and very naughty. I mean, naughty like sassy naughty. And it was a side of her that people didn't get, the public, I don't think, really got to see much of. I mean, you can kind of hear it in some of her songs.
I need love all the time, or I lose my mind. Can't find peace of mind. Come on and go with me. Do you know how I feel? Do you know that it's real? Do you know how to feel? Open your eyes and see. I'm a woman of passions. Don't need no distractions. Just want nice reactions. Come on and go with me. Come to bed to me now. And make love to me now. And I know. There's no need to jug with me, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh
action. Don't need no distractions, just more nice reactions. Come on and go with me. Come to bed to me now and make love to me now. And I know you know how. There's no need to chill with me.
A recently discovered recording of Tandiwe performed by my mother, Nina Simone. The word itself means the loved one and brings to mind my aunt Miriam Makeba, who was one of Mommy's best friends. This is To Be Free, the Nina Simone story, and I'm her daughter, Simone.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right.
Poet, broadcaster, and food writer, my aunt, Verda Mae Grosvenor, was another one of my mother's dearest friends.
I talked to her in the afternoon one day before she was going on tour, and she said, what you doing? I said, I'm cooking. She said, what you cooking? So I said, I'm just cooking some greens and rice and some black-eyed peas and some, you know, chicken. She said, well, listen, fix me a plate, and I'll take it on the plane. So she came by the house with the driver, and my children were running outside. We were living on the Lower East Side, looking at the limo and looking in, because they'd never seen no limos and stuff, but nobody they knew. And Nina was inside. Now, the day before, I had been to a thrift store, and I had bought a beautiful lace duster. Beautiful. I mean, it was so beautiful. So I was cooking. When I was cooking in the duster, and I thought I was cute, right? And Nina came in, and I had the plate fixed, and then she was looking. So I said, what? She said, that duster, I need it for a song. I said, I just bought it yesterday. Plus, you know, I'm taller than you, and so it's going to drag. The song needs that. I can't say she took it off my back. I took it off my back. And I gave it to her, and she said, I'll mail it back to you. I asked her, I said, well, how are you going to heat up this food? This is over 25 years ago. I said, how are you going to heat up this food on the plane? She said, I'm in first class.
Nina Simone, a fighter with high standards.
Go away. Quit your noise, Miss Lucy. Put your music book away. What's the use to keep on trying if you practice till you gray? You can't stop no notes a flying like the one that Branson rings from the kitchen to the wood pile when Melinda sings. When nobody around can sense it, and the tune comes in spots. But for real, a melodious music that just take your heart and clings. Just you stand and listen with me, child, when Melinda sings. Sing, child. Sweeter than the music from an educated band, and it's dearer than the battles that are held in the land. It's holier than evening when the solemn church bells rings. Just you stand and listen with me, child, when my
sing. Sing, child, sing, Melinda. Sing, child, oh, Melinda. Swing low, sweet chariot. Swing low, sweet chariot. Swing low, sweet chariot, Melinda, sing. Houses, stop your barking, hear me. Mama, make that child keep still. Can't you hear the echoes calling from the valley to the hill? Be quiet, I wanna listen from the breast of angels' wings. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, swing low, sweet chariot. Swing low, sweet chariot. Melinda sang. Sing, child. Be quiet, I wanna listen from the breast of angels' wings. Swing low, sweet chariot. Swing low, oh chariot. Oh low, sweet chariot. Swing low, oh chariot. Swing low, sweet chariot. Sweet chariot, oh Lord, sweet chariot, swing low, sweet chariot, Linda said.
When Melinda sings Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, performed by my mother, Nina Simone.
There's just a lot of different things that obviously formed her personality.
Music journalist David Nathan.
In my experience of her, she could be haughty, she could be a little arrogant. She felt that her, you know, the fact that she was a classically trained, studied musician earned her the right to be a little bit treated with a little bit more dignity. So it was, she was complex. I mean, a lot of different things. I mean, she had a certain, obviously, there was an anger, which kind of came through in pretty much everything she did, but I think it was an anger born from outrage at the idea of not being treated as an equal citizen and as an equal human being, just because of the color of her skin.
Nina was a child prodigy at the piano and dreamed of being the first black female concert pianist, but racism changed the course of her career. She was rejected for a scholarship from a music conservatory in Philadelphia. The same thing happened to a young singer named Odetta.
She knew and I knew, we were little colored girls growing up in this country, that that was a long way away, you know. I knew opera was not going to be where I could go, because we'd already gotten the messages. They told me, you're not welcome.
Nina and Odetta took their talents elsewhere, and the anger came out in song.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say.
the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be starting anew. Well, I wish I could be like
I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, performed by my mother, Nina Simone.
Of all the evil that will have to end.
After growing up in the segregated South, Nina Simone would face racism all her life, but not quietly. Chris White was Nina's bassist.
We got to the train station. Our train back to New York was late, and it got continually late. We were supposed to leave at 9. It never left till 1 in the morning. I remember this like yesterday.
Right on.
Like yesterday. Bobby went to the bathroom, and when he came back out, this woman had called the station master. They went in the bathroom, found her purse, and thought that he had taken her purse. Here comes...
Weren't we out? Didn't we go for a walk?
Well, we had been around, and here comes the constabulary over, right? Now they're going to lynch Bobby, literally. So here we are, okay? Two black guys, my friend Al Shackman, and Arthur Wilgoff, who looks like a Hasidim, and Nina Simone, right? Well, Nina went off on those police.
She had a fur coat on.
That's right. She went off.
Right.
Off. And the only thing I heard was, yes, Miss Simone. No, no, Miss Simone.
Do you know who I am? I'll call the governor of the state.
Oh,
God.
Mommy stood up to injustice at every turn and had no fear in expressing how she felt about what was going on. She could be intimidating, to put it mildly.
I saw her in person in at the Village Gate when I was a teenager.
Singer and poet, Patti Smith.
Pretty exciting. And she like looked at you and you like, she was scary. I was just like some skinny white girl, you know, sitting there in visual range of her. And she like looked at me like, whoa. I felt like she was singing Mississippi Goddamn. And I just wanted to say, I didn't do it. You know, I'm not like that. But she was just great.
Nina had enough talent to simply be a performer and a star, but she chose instead to say something real in her music. And on stage, Nina could keep you entertained while dropping heavy statements. Jazz DJ Michael Bourne.
She's the one singer who even turned politics into something swinging. She was like the swinging Joan Baez. But Nina doing Mississippi Goddamn and other songs like that was right in the thick of turning her art into that political movement.
You love. And, of course, a couple of years ago, four little girls were killed in Alabama. And at that time, we got the inspiration to do this song. But Dr. King's murder has left me so numb. I don't know where I'm at, really. And of course, you heard this song that was composed by Gene Taylor, especially for today. But I hope that between now and the end of the year, it'll all be together enough that we will have songs that go down in history for these wonderful, brave people who are no longer with us. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Lurleen Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama has got me so upset, and Memphis has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Hound dogs on my trail. Little school children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. 'Cause I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. About to. I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying go slow. Well, that's just the trouble. Washing the windows. Picking the cotton. Nothing but rotten. Too damn lazy. Thinking's crazy. Try to do my very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. 'Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Now you heard him. He's one of you. If you have been moved at all, and you know my songs at all, for God's sakes, join me. Don't sit back there. The time is too late now. Good God. You know, the king is dead. The king of love is dead. I ain't about to be nonviolent, honey. Oh. Oh, no. Picket lines, school boycotts. They try to say it's a communist plot,
But all I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. And I loved him because he believed it. He lived by it. But you lied to me all the years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you stopped calling my mama Aunt Sadie. Hear me now. But my country is full of lies. We're all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust nobody anymore. Keep on saying, go slow. That's just the trouble.
Too slow.
Desegregation.
Too slow.
Mass participation.
Too slow.
Unification.
Too slow.
Do things gradually.
Too slow.
Next to me, just give me my equality, 'cause everybody knows about Mississippi, everybody knows about Alabama, everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn, that's it.
Mississippi Goddamn, performed by my mother, Nina Simone. Coming up, stories about Nina Simone's resistance to racism and injustice. This is To Be Free, the Nina Simone Story, and I'm her daughter, Simone.
We are listening to the radio special To Be Free, the Nina Simone Story by Joyride Media as we recognize and celebrate Women's History Month. It is a music-heavy appreciation about one of America's great activists, singers, composers, and performers. Mini Culture Presents will return with more Nina Simone right after these messages. Support for this program comes from KFEI listener members. You are tuned into KFEI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We are where community can grow. Please help us to keep this vibrant station afloat, thriving, and on the air with your kind financial contribution today. Thank you for your continued support of this public broadcast service.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting the Band of Heathens at the Fine Line Thursday, March 19th.
From Austin, Texas, the Band of Heathens returns with their latest release, Countrysides.
Recorded in just over a week in their own studio, this new album channels the energy and spontaneity of the band's early years, now sharpened by deeper musicianship and more nuanced songwriting.
Their laid-back style incorporates rock, country, folk, and soul. Opening the show are the Ransom Brothers.
More information about the Band of Heathens at the Fine Line is available at first-avenue.com. They say all good things must come to an end, but at KFAI, we believe otherwise. Your vehicle, once a source of countless memories and adventures, can continue to create positive change long after its last drive. By donating your car, truck, boat, or RV to KFAI, you give it a new purpose and support the programming you love. To learn more about how you can extend the contribution of your vehicle's influence, call 855-277-2346 or visit kfai.careasy.org. Support for KFAI comes from the Parkway Theater and Lounge, presenting Boiled and Lead, Saturday, March 21st.
Boiled and Lead is the longest-running Celtic punk band in America. For their 43rd anniversary, they're releasing their first new studio album in over a decade, King of the Dogwoods.
It's a mixture of Celtic, Americana, world, and Cajun, accentuated with four-part harmonies and other BIL surprises.
The band will be escorted to the stage by the Brian Boru Irish Pipe Band, and Pop Wagner kicks things off with a solo set.
More information about Boiled and Led's new album release party is available at theparkwaytheater.com.
Winter is here. Ramsey County winter warming spaces are open every night between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. now through March. These spaces are available to anyone in need of a place to warm up overnight. If you or someone you know need a place to warm up overnight, call 651-266-1035 between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. That's 651-266-1035. To find out more, visit ramseycounty.us/warming spaces.
Support for KFAI comes from The Dakota, presenting Maruja Limon, Friday, March 27th. Since 2014, Barcelona sextet Maruja Limon has fused traditional flamenco with pop and Latin. With their latest release, Te Como La Cara, they explore Catalan, dembo, salsa, and rumba with experimental electronic sounds to add even more spice. More information about Maruja Limon live at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Welcome back. This is To Be Free, the Nina Simone story, and I'm her daughter, Simone. Mississippi Goddamn became an anthem for the civil rights movement. A lot of Nina Simone's original songs dealt with issues of the times and continue to speak to us today. Over the years, she talked about some of her heroes and friends, Marcus Garvey, Langston Hughes, my godmother Lorraine Hansberry, Paul Robeson, Bob Marley, James Baldwin, Stokely Carmichael, and Miriam Makeba, just to name a few. It's no surprise these are all people who also stood up for what they believed in using their art and words. Mommy did the same thing. Mommy collaborated on a song that spoke to the movement with her great friend and poet and playwright, Langston Hughes.
It's clearly a very strong statement for the time.
Music journalist David Nathan.
And may be just as relevant now. I don't know. I don't know what Nina would say about that. She probably would agree. She probably says that in the light of certain recent events, there are of course all the conversations people have about Katrina and Hurricane Katrina and New Orleans and, the failure of the government to respond because the population was primarily African-American. And I'm sure Nina would have said that Backlash Blues probably had as much, was as relevant for that as it was for the time that she wrote, that was written.
exactly where it's at, so they'll have no place to hide. So Mr. Backlash, Mr. Backlash, hear me now. I'm wanting you, yeah, somehow, some way, yeah. I'm gonna leave you with the blues.
Backlash Blues, performed by Nina Simone. In a minute, more stories and music about life, love, and the struggle of my mother, Nina Simone. This is To Be Free, the Nina Simone story, and I'm her daughter, Simone.
My skin is black. My arms are long.
Over her career, Nina Simone wrote many songs. Music journalist David Nathan.
Nina didn't really start flourishing as a songwriter until the, I would say, mid-60s. Her earliest work was really interpretations of other people's material. But as she became much more deeply involved with the civil rights movement, she started to express that with compositions of her own, such as Mississippi Goddamn, and then later Four Women, and then later after that, Young, Gifted, and Black. So she was a great storyteller, I mean, in everything she did. So I think that inevitably some of the songs she wrote had that storytelling quality to them.
Young, Gifted, and Black, performed by Nina Simone. Did y'all know I was there when she wrote that? This is To Be Free, the Nina Simone story, and I'm her daughter, Simone. As Nina continued to speak her mind, her politics drew attention. Artist and writer Camille Yarborough.
3 times, because of what she was saying on the stage and because of the racial tension in this country at that time, when you were supposed to be quiet and go along to get along, and she didn't, 3 times because I was working with her twice in the evening and one at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I received calls from the FBI asking me about her business. And I said to them, why are you calling me? Especially 3 o'clock in the morning. Why are you calling me? Well, we, you know, you're working with her. And I said, well, look, call her. Ask her. Don't be calling me and asking her her business. You must understand that being who she was not easy. It was dangerous. And it's dangerous for any artist to come out here and tell truth.
Mommy was not apologetic for her beliefs. Music journalist David Nathan.
People could have said that she was inciting people. I don't know that that was her intention, but she certainly wanted people to wake up. And I recall in a conversation with her around 1994 that she expressed how disappointed she was. It wasn't actually thinking, probably she used a word other than disappointed, but just really looked at how things hadn't changed and that people had really sold out. I mean, her feeling was that essentially, you know, black men and women in the United States had sold out to the dollar rather than continue to fight for what she considered to be, you know, inherent and endemic racism, that people just had given up the fight to make just, you know, in exchange for comfort and for material possession and for upward mobility and for in pursuit of the American, quote, dream, unquote.
Bye. the cross he's been carrying. Your ass has been dragging him along enough. Hey! All right. That's better. Shoo-doo-dum-dum-dee-dee-dee-da. Shoo-doo-dum-dee-dee-dee-dee-da. Shoo-doo-dum-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-d
No opportunity necessary, no experience needed. Performed by Nina Simone. Nina sang about everything: politics, race, society, God, and especially about love.
Do what you gotta do. Come on back. See me when you can. Understand how it might be kind of hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own kin did. From the very start, it's my own fault what happens to my heart. You see, I've always known you'd go. So you just do what you gotta do, my wild, sweet love. Though it may mean that I'll never kiss those sweet lips again,
Simone sings Do What You Gotta Do. To Be Free, the Nina Simone Story was produced by Joyride Media. Paul Chufo and Joshua Jackson are the producers. Our executive producer is John Vernile. Most of the music on this program can be found on the RCA Legacy box set To Be Free, the Nina Simone Story. Additional songs can be found on the Sony BMG Legacy Recordings, Young, Gifted, and Black. Songs of Freedom and Spirit, Nina Simone Sings the Blues, Silken Soul, and The Soul of Nina Simone. Special thanks go to Adam Block, Mandy Itka, Steve Berkowitz, Richard Seidel, Jeremy Holiday, Rob Santos, Andy Kahn, Eric Moak, Shannon Mueller, Nadine Nasser, and Laura Bellis. I recorded a tribute album of some of my favorite Nina Simone songs. More information can be found at my website, www.simonesworld.com. I'm Simone, and thanks for listening.
Do I move you?
You can hear more great music documentaries from Joyride Media at their website, joyridemedia.com. This has been Mini Culture Presents. I'm your presenter, Michael Whetstone. I hope you enjoyed that. Happy Women's History Month. If you'd like to celebrate some more with KFEI, join us on Saturday, March 14th from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. as KFEI recognizes International Women's Day with an entire day of special broadcasting. True community, people-powered public radio, where radio and roots grow. You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFEI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Support for this program comes from KFEI listener members. And if you would like to help keep great programming like this on the air, we would absolutely love that. Just visit KFEI.org and click Donate. It is safe, secure, needed, and greatly appreciated. Thank you. Please stand by for the Upside Down.